If you currently find yourself out of work, lacking confidence and not knowing where to turn, then there is help at hand. Rita Mahal from Great Glen was in exactly that situation just over a year ago, and with the help of the Will Project, gave her confidence to become a volunteer, actually. Rita and Rebecca Lydon from the Will Project join us now. Hi to you both.
Hi there.
Rita, just to tell us first of all, how has the Will Project helped you?
It's really helped me find what I want to do as far as volunteering goes. And through that volunteering, it's made me what I want as a future career as well.
Oh, no, that's amazing. Now, you don't have to go into too many details, but I know you found yourself in a pretty low state, didn't you?
Yeah, I was quite anxious and depressed about my future, I suppose. I wasn't sure where to look and what to do.
So how did they help you?
Basically, they got in touch with me, and I agreed to do it, but my mum did surprise me. And so I met a spokesperson from the Will Project, and they decided that, you know, they could help me. So that's what they've been doing for the last 6 months, really.
Rebecca, just outline, how does the project work?
So the Will Project, we support people in the rural Leicestershire area, and we're here to support them with getting into employment and training. And we do that by offering a one-to-one holistic support. So we're centred all around the people and what kind of support they need.
I always think holistic can mean a lot of things, doesn't it? But ultimately, I think from your perspective, it means you're kind of doing what people need.
Exactly, that's it. And the thing is, we will help with a lot of things. So if your aim is employment, but you've got barriers in front, that's what as key workers are here to help you do, to overcome them barriers. And move you forward.
What kind of barriers are we talking about?
Well, people face various barriers, so it can be anything from housing, benefits, not receiving any money. So it's all them kind of things, and that's as key workers are here to support with. We can help you break down those barriers to help you move forward.
Rita, it sounds like it worked for you.
Yeah, it really has. I've done so much over the last 6 months. I've been very busy by Vista and the World Project.
So what have you actually been doing?
Well, I partook in a cycling challenge for Vista. This was, I think it's a few months now ago. Basically, I cycled 87 miles in 5 days, and I raised over £500 for that.
What did that... I mean, that's an astonishing thing anyway, full stop, isn't it?
But yeah.
But what did that do to you, to your confidence?
It made me realise that I can do anything I put my mind to. I just have to believe in myself a little bit more. Because it was hard, I'm not going to lie to you, it was difficult. But just seeing the donations roll in really gave me that confidence to continue, because it was really grueling.
Rebecca, it's interesting. We had a special jobs panel on the show earlier on in the week, and one of our experts, one of our guests on that, said, you know, it's so often when they're trying to get somebody into work, you know, people will look at a job and say, well, I'm not very good at that, and I'm not very good at this, and I'm not very good at the other. And they said sometimes you need almost to show the job spec to friends who will say, hang on a minute, you're great at that, and you're brilliant at that, and you're great with personal skills, and you're organised and stuff. You just don't recognise it in yourself.
Yeah, that's absolutely. And that's what you need to be telling people. People need to believe in themselves more. And us as key workers, we do come across that a lot, but even for, say, like, if you've got a single parent who's probably not been in work, they think they've got no skills, but they have, because of all the household, the budgeting, the bills. So you need to show them that they do have these skills in their daily lives regarding whatever it is that they've done before. But it's just making someone believe in themselves a bit more. So it's always nice to have that second opinion to say, yeah, you can do that, and this is how you've done it. And it's a bit like a light bulb moment. They're like, oh, right, that's quite true.
That must be amazing to work with people and get those little moments where people kind of go, I'm better than I thought it was. It must be amazing.
Yeah, it is. And to be able, like, I've worked with Rita for the whole of this time, and she has been a great example to show someone who's come from two different places, from start to beginning, and she's got that confidence now where she can become more independent and go out there and find employment and volunteering.
Yeah, and Rita, who would have thought 6 months ago that you'd be so confident you'd be talking about it on the radio?
Yeah, it's something I never expected that I would be doing, to be honest, because I came into the World Project a little bit broken, a little bit unconfident, and it's really changed over the last six months. I just feel like a stronger person. And thank you, Rebecca, for the comments.
Look, Rita, I think all of our audience will be listening to you saying, well, she sounds amazing, bright, you know, happy, driven. And where has it got you to now? Do you feel kind of confident for the future?
I do. I feel so much more confident for the future. For example, I've been doing a lot of work with Shilpa Gokhani from Vista, and I'm really looking forward to starting to volunteer in the office once it's safe to do so. So that's something I'm really looking forward to.
Rebecca, that's the pain, well, one of the many pains about the whole pandemic thing. You get, you know, Rita's obviously itching to get going, and it's just hard at the moment, isn't it?
Absolutely. But this is a project we've been able to adapt and work around COVID to still support these people to get where they want to be. See, Rita has been involved in a lot of our Zoom courses with WEA, so she's been able to still build her skills up even while we're going through a pandemic as we are. She's been able to adapt to that and build her skills up as well, which I find that is a good thing that our project has kind of given. We've adapted to the needs of our participants still.
Look, I think the way you do it is frankly amazing. And let's be under no illusions here. There are lots of people that went into the pandemic and lockdown and furloughing and all that kind of stuff perfectly, you know, happy in their work, happy in life, you know, cracking on, and who've lost a lot of confidence in the last 6 months because maybe they've not been mixing with many people. You know, they've been stuck at home, perhaps. They're worried about their jobs. They're worried about, you know, how their bosses see them, all that kind of stuff. And actually, using the techniques that you talk about is going to be helpful for a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just think people should reach out to projects, even just to get information, advice and guidance of the next step of where they want to go. No question's ever too small. So it's a good thing if people are feeling that they're stuck and they're not knowing where to go, then reach out to the Wool Project because we can be there to support these people.
How do people reach out to you?
So if they want to contact us, we do have a website which they can go on, which is the Work Live Leicestershire website. We do have a contact number, which is
016-249-8828.
So they can just ring up and they can have like initial assessment and we can talk about their needs and see what kind of support we can offer them.
And you sound brilliant, Rebecca. It's been great to have you on. I think you sound amazing. And Rita, listen, there's bound to be somebody listening to this now who finds themselves in a situation where they're not very confident, they're a bit anxious, they're worried about what the future holds. What would you say to them?
I would say get out there, get some help, be it the Wool Project or anything, and don't let mental health issues or anything else stop you from being the person you were meant to be.
Rita, keep in touch with us. We'd love to keep in touch with you. Rebecca as well. Can you make sure that that happens? We'd love to chat, you know, in a month or two's time and see where you've all got to. But thanks ever so much for coming on the show. Thanks both.
Thank you.
It's a great pleasure. Rita Mahal and Rebecca Lydon from the Wool Project. Look, we've got the details here. If you just give us a call, we'll keep them here for you. 0808 100 1049. 0808 100 1049.